happy, happy birthday. If I were a singer, I might start singing to you. It's the birthday of the church. The day the Holy Spirit came and poured itself out upon all flesh, and they began to prophesy and witness and share the good news. Birthdays are usually pretty fun, aren't they? We remember how long we've been on this earth, and people give us gifts and tell us wonderful stories about us, and for the most part, it's usually a good day. It's been hard for people celebrating their birthdays during this pandemic. You can't be around your friends. You can't go do fun things that you love to do. You can't have people over to eat cake and ice cream or anything like that. It's the birthday of the church, and we can't even go to church to celebrate. Normally, we would all be dressed in our bright reds and oranges and have the back windows open and have bright colors all around the church, and we'd be singing exciting music and we'd be celebrating all that the church has been and done through all these years. If you actually think about that first Pentecost day, it might not have been too different from the way we feel right now. The people didn't really know what to do. For some time now, they have spent their lives following Jesus. And then Jesus is crucified and is resurrected. And for 40 days, they see Jesus now and then. But their life hasn't really got back to their new normal or to a routine. Then they go back to Jerusalem and they wait. And they wait for the Holy Spirit. And they don't even know what they're waiting for or when it's going to come. They're kind of locked up together just waiting. And they're not sure what they're waiting for. Sound familiar? The symbols we've come to identify with Pentecost is fire and wind. Both items that can be wonderful or can be damaging. I think about the amount of damage we've seen fire do in the last few years in California, in Australia, all around the world. Just this week, we sat and watched this fabulous windstorm just appear and rock the trees and the world around us, and just as quickly it was gone and it was still again. Yes, I love sitting in front of this fire. I usually don't have it going in May, but I do love having a controlled fire to sit in front of and enjoy. And I love sitting in a cool breeze. So both the wind and the fire can be beautiful, but can also be destructive. We've seen destruction in the past, and we can see how we've grown through that. We can look to the future and anticipate the birth of what will happen. Perhaps we can also think about how this time in isolation has helped us take stock of the past and recognize that we might need to change in the future. What from our old life needs to burn or blow away? And what needs to have new life, new breath breathed into it? We've seen amazing ways that people have stepped up and helped one another during this time. We've seen essential workers work tirelessly to keep their lives going and our sick cared for. We've seen the outpouring of food for those who've lost jobs. Teachers have done amazing work for their students, and employers have found creative ways for workers to work from home. many continuing through the summer so that they can stay home and be parents to their children. I could go on and on with stories that I've heard. I know you've heard them too. But we've also seen inequities through our working system, through our health care, even who can get government help and who can't. So again, what of our old lives, personally and communally, needs to be burned away? And what needs to be renewed? Or to put it more theologically, of what do we need to repent? And in what ways do we need to witness to God's life-giving work in Jesus Christ? I think about all those things, and that goes through my mind and goes through many people's minds at the birth of a child. Sure, a parent worries about if they'll be a good parent, if they'll be able to provide a good home. But you don't sit there that minute that child is born and that new baby is in your arms, and you don't worry about if it's going to need braces or what college it wants to go to. That all comes later. But at those first few moments, you see all the possibilities, all the hopes, all the dreams. You feel all the love. Probably on a lot of those birthdays you've had, you've reflected on those dreams and you've dreamed more dreams. As we get older, we look back and perhaps we think about what we should have done or wish we'd done. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every Pentecost we could have that moment when we look to the future, when we're filled with all the possibilities, and we dream the dreams, and we're ready to testify to what God can and will do through us if we're only open to the possibilities. What amazing things could God do in our community, in our world, if the Church of Jesus Christ would use this time in isolation to be engaged in prayer and dream of ways to be witnesses to the person and work of Jesus Christ. In the last 2 months, it's been difficult for most of us. We've not known what to do with ourselves because we haven't known what it all means, and we don't know when it will all be over. It's just been hard. But the people of Christ have been in difficult times before, and they'll be in difficult times again. It's a fact of life. We've waited before, we've struggled before, we've been lost before, but that same Spirit who showed up on Pentecost in the wind and the fire, that same Spirit shows up for us today. That same Spirit calls us today to be witnesses to the amazing work that God is doing in our lives today. I look back over the life of this church, and there have been some hard times. Sometimes when we weren't sure if we were going to come out on the other side, but we have. We've continued to be the church that God calls us to be. And we continue to be a witness to this community and to this world that God is alive and well, and the Spirit is here and works within us. If we will just wait with patience and open ourselves to God's leadership, that Spirit will work in and through us today and forevermore. Amen and amen.